Well, this is Loda. My name is Stan. I'm a CDC CST Applied Epi Fellow from Kansas, and this is my presentation. So KTRACS, that's the Kansas Track and Report of Controlled Substances in Kansas. It's our state's prescription drug monitoring program. It's operated by the Kansas Board of Pharmacy, and this is a list of all the people who can actually access this particular data. Now, of course, I can get my own prescriptions, but just my own prescriptions. The purpose of this evaluation, so when I first started my CSD fellowship there, we were kind of asked to, as part of my project, to do a surveillance evaluation project. So I decided to do it on KTRACS. And the goal of this was to build, provide some feedback to the Kansas Board of Pharmacies and the Kansas PNP Advisory Committee on how effective KTRACS actually is. And so we look at two particular indicators, the registration and the solicited report. Okay. So the data we pull, one of the data that we used was the KTRACS prescription records, just to kind of check some of the data quality that we can kind of see in KTRACS. Since we can't really get the actual data that the provider actually sees, this seems to be a good proxy and approximation of what the doctors actually see. And then the Kansas Board of Pharmacy, they provided us with the use and registration data for KTRACS as well. So the indicator of interest that I'll be presenting today would be the acceptability indicators, which describes the willingness or the willingness of individuals to participate in the surveillance system. So in this particular case, it basically means how well do prescribers and dispensaries, do they actually use the particular system? Now, this data is being collected and it's supposed to be provided to them. Do they actually use it? And solicited reports refers to patients' prescription records. This is just basically the claims, the level of whatever their patients are filling, and that is collected in KTRACS. But they can also see records from all the other states through the PNPI interconnect as well. So the results, this is kind of interesting. So we found that less than half of the prescribers who were identified as Kansas prescribers who wrote a controlled substance prescription were actually registered with the PNP to request patient RX to request the patient's reports. And what's of interest is essentially that it hasn't really increased by too much over time as well. So even though that is a little discerning, but it is voluntary as well too. But then the actual meat of it all is these actual solicited reports. Now, even though the number of registered users haven't really increased by much over time, the number of reports have actually increased over time. So essentially, this is about half of the doctors are actually accepting the system, and then they tend to be using it more as well, too. And in terms of the conclusions, one of the big problems then is who is actually a Kansas prescriber dispensary? So we know that doctors have multiple practice locations, multiple addresses, and a doctor can have up to 100 different locations across the country. And at any time, if they pop up in the system, are we really confident and sure that what we're counting is really a prescriber in Kansas, or were they a prescriber who just came to Kansas as the visiting doctors fill in for someone else? And then in terms of data quality, some of the data entry that we saw was for morphine sulfa, sometimes they come in as 10,000 milliliter. When you calculate the morphine milligram equivalent, it goes up to like 100,000 mme per day, which isn't really possible, right? And then, of course, 4 tablets of Suboxone for 14 days doesn't really seem feasible, and that tends to refer to maybe the chance that some pharmacies, some dispensers are probably reporting just the number of tablets that they're receiving per day rather than the total number of tablets that they're actually receiving. But then, of course, this is less than 1% of the actual data, so this isn't really a large issue. But the main issues with potential use and acceptability is that a lot of prescribers in a qualitative study actually reported that frequently they had lockouts, logging in, logging out issues, and unreimbursed times, and challenging interpretation of the actual reports as well. And so the recommendations is that in order to kind of increase registration, you kind of have to automate the actual process of registration, and that's something that the Board of Pharmacy and the Medical Licensing Boards are actually moving forward into. And the other part is EHR integrations to allow more seamless access to the PNP records, so they don't have to log out of their EHR and log back into the PNP through the same computer. And then, of course, what was interesting was in the qualitative studies that some kind of innovative partnership. In our discussion with Kansas Board of Pharmacy, they also reported that too, that pharmacists and doctors in some locations, they kind of use the PNP as a way to kind of talk to each other, since they can't really talk with the patient through their actual record, through as a result of HIPAA issues. But then pharmacists as part of the regular work of filling prescription for someone, they can actually check KTRACS, and if they notice anything out of the ordinary, they can actually call the doctor and say, you know, you might have a patient who has some issues, and then the doctor could actually follow up with the patient as well to kind of inquire as to what's really going on. And the next steps of this is to kind of evaluate. So Kansas, they actually did a project where they integrated KTRACS with an EHR. And the next steps after this would be to kind of evaluate whether or not that particular integration had any effect on prescribing health outcomes. And then, of course, in order to further increase the use and accessibility of the system. We have to develop more usable proactive reports with input from the actual medical providers and the actual users of the system to see what they really want to see and what's the best way to really get that information to them as well. And this is my references, and that's my contact. Thank you.